What you talking about?
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on Jamestown 107.1 FM. We're also streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us again on Let's Talk About It, Associate Professor of Foreign Language at the University of Jamestown, Alexandru Lefter, joining us. And Alexandru, welcome back to our show.
Good afternoon, Warren, and thank you for having me on your show one more time.
Well, we appreciate you stopping by, of course, and talking about the different language learning opportunities that are being presented through the University of Jamestown. And while you are a professor of the foreign language at the university, what we're talking about today does include the greater community, the public, the surrounding area. And the first one we should start with is Romanian being offered this summer. Is this the first time you guys have offered this up to the public or offered it at the university?
This is the very first time that a Romanian language course will be offered at the University of Jamestown. I am actually a native speaker of Romanian. I was born and raised in Romania until the age of 18, after which I moved to the United States. And I still speak the language fluently. And as a linguist, I've always taught languages other than my first language. Other than my mother tongue, I've taught Spanish, Italian, I've taught Portuguese, and I've always wanted to offer Romanian as well. And I'm excited to be offering an online beginning Romanian course this summer. It will run for about 8 weeks, starting roughly on May 10th, going until the end of June.
Perfect. And so when it comes to the Romanian language, Alexandru, what are some influences to that? Like, I'm always interested where that comes from. You're always very knowledgeable about that. And, you know, is it a very common language? I'm sure, of course, in the country of Romania, but is it a very commonly spoken language maybe in other countries as well?
Those are great questions. So there are two countries where Romanian is the official language. One of them is Romania, and the other one is Moldova, which is a contiguous country. The two countries have a shared history. They were united as one for a period of time. Currently, they're considered separate republics, and Romanian is the official language in both. There are heritage speakers of Romanian in other countries, such as Spain, due to the migration of Romanians and Spanish and kids born in Spain. There are kids born in Spain who also speak Romanian, and there are also heritage speakers in the United States. Yeah. There are a total of about 25 million persons whose first language is Romanian, and that includes heritage speakers. Something else that's interesting about Romanian is that Romanian is mainly a Romance language, so it's considered a sister language of Spanish, Portuguese, French, Italian, Catalan, and so forth. It also has unique influences that set it apart from all other Romance languages. It has a strong Slavic influence as well. Some people would say that Romanian sounds like Russian to an extent. Romanian is also the only Romance language that has kept the original declension system of the nouns. It's kind of a linguistic point where all other Romance languages, Spanish, Italian, French, Catalan, use prepositions to decline a noun, to indicate possession or to whom the action is being done. Romanian actually changes the form of the noun, and that's called declension. I probably shouldn't emphasize that too much because it makes it sound really hard, and it's not really all that hard. Yeah. It's just interesting to compare that with other languages who have followed kind of a different linguistic trajectory throughout the centuries.
Alexandru Lefter, again, professor or associate professor of foreign language at the University of Jamestown. I think, yeah, that's important. You know, learning a new language isn't difficult when you want to put your mind to it and everything. Those are just some technical bits and components to learning that language, is it?
Absolutely, yes. And again, for somebody who has already been exposed to at least one other Romance language, Romanian would come in easy, and it's fun to also draw comparisons. There are a lot of points in common, a lot of words sound the same, and so it's easy for somebody who has had some minimal exposure to Spanish, for instance, to pick up Romanian. So again, especially for those who have had exposure to another Romance language, Romanian would be a fun kind of comparison point to have.
Perfect. Again, Romanian being offered this summer at the University of Jamestown, open to the community, and we'll get contact information as we do, Alexandru, for that. But another return, it looks like, to Cuba as well, because I believe one of the first times you and I had talked, there was a plan to go to Cuba and learn the language before it's going over. And it looks like another one returning here in 2022.
Correct. Yes. So the University of Jamestown offered a course to Cuba 2 years ago in 2019. It was co-taught by myself and Professor Penny Breeze in the Department of Nursing. It was a course that involved exploring the specificities of the Cuban healthcare system. And I'm going to get back to that point. And so what we did in 2019 was that we met with the students once a week on campus just to kind of go over some basic aspects of Cuban society, a bit of their history, their economic system, their relationship to the United States, and of course their healthcare system, which is unique. And then we actually took the students to Havana for a week during spring break. And we're essentially planning on repeating the exact course, the exact same course in 2022. Provided that COVID travel conditions improve, which we all hope will be the case. we're again planning on meeting with the students once again on campus for 1 week and then preparing for a 1 week trip in early March 2022 to Havana.
We want to also point out, Alexandra, that this is open again to the public. Does the course go over through the fall, or does it begin in the spring? As you guys work your way up to that trip, or how does that work?
Registration for this course will start in the fall, and we're more than happy, both myself and Professor Penny Breeze will be happy to take any questions about the logistics of the course, about what we will be learning. Professor Breeze and I sometimes joke that we're not really going to convert anybody to the Cuban state ideology. Right. The kind of philosophy behind the course is simply to expose American citizens to the realities of a different country, with the good and the bad. So we're not going there to sell anything or to bring back any particular ideology.
Right.
We want to meet some Cubans. We want to talk to them about their day-to-day life. Specifically, we'll be interacting with medical professionals. As I've said on this show, one of the last time as I was here, Cuba has a unique healthcare system because it is largely state-sponsored. And so the state takes care of everything from training doctors and nurses to supplying healthcare to organizing the treatment plan for the individual. And so that creates both constraints and possibilities. And that's part of what we will be looking at when we go to Cuba next time. One of the things that particularly interested participants when we were in Cuba in 2019 was talking to current nurses and future nurses about how they go through their clinicals, the exams they have to take, kind of like comparing what's it like to become a nurse in the United States, where are the hoops, where are the challenges, and what are the issues that nurses encounter as they become professionals in Cuba. And again, that was something that was of particular interest to most of the participants.
Right. And again, Alexandra Lefter joining us here on Let's Talk About It. We can't stress the fact of being able to integrate yourself in and understand that in that foreign language, in their native language, being able to communicate with them, ask them questions and learn more about their culture. That's kind of all fun in itself as well.
Absolutely. And we have a good number of Spanish and nursing double majors. And for those students, it was a particularly interesting opportunity to be able to apply both skills, to become more aware as a nurse of what the nursing profession looks like across the globe, but also to be able to use one's language skills to interact with native speakers in unstructured environments. We literally had students make acquaintances, make new friends, and just sit down with a cup of coffee and share impressions. I also want to add that Cubans are very curious people, and they take a special interest in foreigners, particularly United States persons. They love hearing how we live our life here. They want to know about how we understand our political process here. They want to know just everything about life in the United States. So it's always it's a mutual report. It's a mutual interaction.
Excellent. And again, I want to point out this is open to the public as well if they want to sign up and register for the fall. So let's do that, Alexandra. If somebody's interested in Romanian being again offered this summer or the Cuba trip coming up in March of 2022, what are some ways they can learn more? Do they just go to the website and reach out to you that way?
A good way would be to just email me personally at alexandro.lefter@uj.com, where I could share a draft of the syllabus and more about what we'll be learning in the course. If a person who is not currently registered at UJ would like to register, they would have to contact the registrar, Mr. Mike Woodley, whose information is listed on the website. Or I can simply forward their initial email to me. I can forward that email to the registrar, and the registrar can help help them go through the steps to register. Also want to say that both courses can be either taken for academic credit or they can be audited if the person wants to have the experience but does not necessarily seek academic credit.
Got it. Okay, audited or for credit. So opportunity there, not only in the educational standpoint, but the experience standpoint. So Alexandra, anything else you want to mention about Romanian this summer or the upcoming Cuba trip?
Just like if anybody is even remotely interested, I would encourage them to contact for Cuba either myself or Professor Breeze. It's a great country to visit. It's a great point of comparison. I think sometimes Americans are still scared of the reality of Cuba because of the history between the two countries. There are still many stereotypes perhaps going around, and I would encourage anyone with a minimal interest in Cuba to kind of bite the bullet and take, you know, explore their interest and join us for the trip, and it will be very rewarding.
Beautiful. Very good. Contact Alexandru. Visit uj.edu for further information. And Alexandru, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.